And my sister told her, said, well, put some alum on there. Put some alum on there twice, and the thing was, the pride plaque was gone.
Yeah. Now,
let me tell you this about the medicine deal. Mother used to get out and gather Jerusalem oak seed in the fall. That's annual. You could call it a weed if you want to. But it'll make little tiny seed by the thousands on it. And Mother would gather these seeds, and then she'd cook syrup down to where it was a candy, and then stir these seed in there. And then she'd give us that candy to eat. And by so doing, your Jerusalem oak seed was a worming the individual that ate.
Is that so?
Yeah. And the veterinarians will give you a prescription for a big old capsule for something that's wormy. And it's Jerusalem oil is what's in there. I don't know where these old people learned all that, or whether they learned it and then the veterinarians picked it up from there. But it works. Yeah.
What other types of trees we talking about? Do you have a sycamore?
Yeah. Yeah. We got sycamores here. There used to be one in front of Dad, and that thing must have been 2'3" when we cut it down. It had a rotten place in it up there, and we cut it down for safety.
Yeah.
And, but
you're talking about oaks and sweet gum.
Well,
sweet
gum has a forked leaf and then has a kind of a burr on it with stickers on it. There's a bunch of them around here.
Yeah.
And back when I was just a boy, there used to be a store right across over there, and a house here and a house there. And I'd come up to the store, and sometimes I'd just come through the woods, and there was a sweet gum in a bright patch right out there. I looked at it and I said, now that sure wouldn't make a good shade tree if it was topped so it spread out. And I beat me a trail down through that briar patch and got in there and climbed that tree and cut the top out of it with my pocket knife. And then later I was able to buy the land from the state, and that old tree was there, and it was as beautiful a shade tree as you could ask for. That's where all these others come from, right?
Yeah.
Seed up there. But lightning hit it and killed it.
Now, did you ever have to take medicine really, or different?
Well, when we grew up, if we kids act like we were getting sluggish or if our skin didn't look just right, well, they'd give us medicine, yeah.
Have you ever lately had to take,
Well, no, not like they used to. They used to give you medicine, say, for 2 or 3 days at a time.
Yeah.
But we don't do that anymore. We just, if we need something, while we take it. Now, I got a virus the other day, and I come in, and I took me a real good purgative,
purgative
to get rid of it, yeah, something that would really flush me out.
Folks take a lot more medicine than they used to. Folks didn't use them, did they?
Well, I don't know. You take a lot of people, they used to take a lot of medicine, and they took a lot of Calumet. Cow was not handled right, it's pretty dangerous. But they used to take it.
Yeah.
If you take it, fool around getting the water and all, it'll salivate you.
Mm-hmm.
And your teeth will all get loose.
Yeah.
But we used to have old people here that they just